here. We're having a blast.
The fields are beautifully manicured. The team is a division champion, and the reconstruction of the dream is in progress as we attempt to go from heartbreak to Houston. Joining us now is the first in a cavalcade of stars joining us today. He is Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. Coach,
hey,
how
Paul.
Are you?
Good, Paul. How are you?
Good to see you. Are things well? Are you super busy right now?
Fairly busy. Just trying to get this team better.
The organized team activity yesterday, from what I understand, your quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, had a pretty good day yesterday. Is that accurate?
Yes, it was accurate. He threw the ball extremely well. A lot of tight windows. He did good.
So things are rolling quite nicely for you right now. You had a surprise birthday bash Saturday where I understand you actually were surprised when you got there, which is like three-quarters of the battle, you know, when people are trying to pull off a grandiose surprise birthday party.
Well, I am a little worried now that the coaches can keep that secret from me. So I'm nervous about some of the other things they're keeping away from me.
Definitely no smelling of the roses from the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Then Sunday you got a standing ovation at Canterbury Park when you were in the winner's circle to celebrate your 60th birthday. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it was fun. I didn't win any money, but it was fun. It was fun seeing the horses, and you were a great host, so that was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Organized team activities. What are some keys to this phase of the process, sir?
Well, really, it's about refining. You know, we're still adding things into the offense and defense, and then once we get to training camp, we'll go back through it again. But this is really about installations so that they hear it again really the second time, and then the third time will be when we get back to training camp. So refining how the receivers run routes, refining, like with the offensive line, learning the new techniques that we're teaching the offensive line. Defensively, and you're always looking at different things, different tweaks where, when you got a different team together, how you can incorporate other guys involved. You know, you get a chance to look at a guy like Emmanuel Lamour, and you look at him, you say, this might fit in here if we tweak these a little bit and move things around, or, like David Morgan, the tight end. Okay, how can we incorporate him in there where we can use an extra, a fourth tight end maybe, or, just different things. We're moving Diggs around a little bit, and then trying to work the Adrian Teddy combination, how we can get a refinement of that part as well.
When you say that combination, you mean 28 catching passes, stuff like that?
Well, yeah, it could be some of that. We're taking a good look at some of the gun runs again, some of the play actions under center, a lot of different combinations that and then when we kind of look at it, we'll say, okay, what do we do good? And how can we get everything to look exactly the same? Make sure we have play actions involved off all the runs. Make sure that our blitzes are off the same looks we have defensively. A lot of that stuff too.
Isn't that a sneaky key to being a successful head coach? Not necessarily always worrying about what you do poorly and trying to fix it, and banging your head against the wall to fix everything, as opposed to taking what you do extremely well and constantly just mashing on the opposition with it, maybe from different angles.
Well, I think that's important, that you find out what you can do good and you continue to do it, and then you find better ways to incorporate it, more ways that you can disguise it, or more ways that you can manipulate how the formations look the same, but you run different plays out of it. A lot of that, but a lot of times it's fixing stuff too.
Safe, fair to say you're not a very patient man, correct?
Correct.
So then at this portion of the equation, in June, before training camp, before they leave for a few weeks, come back for training camp, with the rookies who may make the final 53, specifically the ones who may play significantly, do you have to be a little more patient with them now? Laquan Treadwell, Mackenzie Alexander, David Morgan, guys like that, because the pace, I would imagine, is so much different from what they know.
Yeah, I don't know if patience is the right word. You have to get them up to speed faster. So I don't know if really patience is the way to go. But, you just keep grinding on them to do it the way, to learn how to do it the way that we want it done. And, Treadwell, I thought he's had a good last few days. Alexander's been hurt. I can't remember who else you asked me about.
Well, with McKenzie, before he got nicked up a little bit last week, how was he coming along with the way you like your DBs to play?
Well, he's still got a long ways to go learning-wise. You know, he's playing a couple different positions. He's been playing in the slot some and then playing outside of corner. But, you know, it's people don't realize it's such a technical game out there. You know, when you get on really good receivers and it becomes a lot of technique, you know, turning at the right time. And, you know, he can't bump and run or do any press stuff now. So it's actually, you know, I hate it because I like to teach bump and run. But it's good for guys to learn how to play off. Xavier Rowe just had, I think, probably his best spring that since I've been here. So he's done much better.
Mike Zimmer, 9 to noon from the exclusive Wilf Perch. Vikings practice today around 10 o'clock. With Laquon Treadwell, is there anything you've seen at this stage where you see it and you're like, wow, that part of his game really is going to help us?
Well, you know, I've talked about the blocking before. I can just tell, by the way, even though we're not really blocking any, but I can tell his intent when he goes in there.
He just knows how to find it?
Yeah, and he goes in there with a
purpose.
Yeah, it looks like he has an attitude when he does it. So I do think that'll continue to do good. He is extremely fast off the line of scrimmage, and he's smooth, which makes it really good. He's got really a good catch radius. He's been running the routes much better. You know, he had to learn all that stuff and alignments and all the different things that they have to do. But you can see the acceleration. You can see he's catching the ball really well right now. And then the physicality, I think. You know, now obviously he hasn't gone up against bump and run yet, so that'll be another segment that we have to take a look at as we go.
Is there anything different with your approach with Trey Waynes in his second year compared to this time last year?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit more, I'm trying to put the pressure on him more, I guess, is really what I'm, you know, I'm always yelling at him, be tighter, be, you know, he knows what to do now. Now it's a matter of going out there and competing and doing the things that, you know, turning at the right time, the technical aspects. You know, last year I think it was so much learning the coverage, learning the different calls and the formations and things like that. Now it's a lot more about, I think he understands all those things, and now it's just, all right, it's me and you, let's go. You know, it's that kind of deal with him. But he's been doing well. I just trying to get him to that next level where I think that he can get to.
So does he seem to be responding okay? And I mean, the end-all answer will be training camp and preseason. I understand but, like, for where you are now.
Right, and his strength is not really off coverage. His strength is bump and run because he is extremely fast. And so just like with Xavier, you know, his strength wasn't a year the past two springs, his strength wasn't off coverage, it was a bump and run. Well, this spring, he's had a much better off coverage year. I think Trey, when he gets up there and bumps, he'll even look better, but it's good for him to learn this. But it's, you know, there's three things I always, if you ask any one of the defensive backs, they better be able to tell you. The two most important things about off coverage is the speed of the receiver, which tells you when to turn, right? And the release of the receiver, which tells you which way to turn. And so those are all little technical things that these guys have to know. And a lot of it's about timing when you're in off coverage. So, like Trey yesterday, there was a couple times he was too far off when he turned, which creates separation for the receivers. And that's what they want. They want separation. We want tightness if we're a defensive back.
Yeah.
And then there was a couple times he turned just a little bit late and tried to rely on his speed. So he needs to just keep working on really the timing of, you know, you start out fast. If the receiver's not threatening you, you slow your pedal down, and then you go from there.
Adam Thielen gets better each year, doesn't he?
Yeah, Adam does a nice job. You know, we keep trying to find a lot of things for him to do. He's
made some awesome catches during this OTA.
Yeah, and he's running good routes, you know, and knows what to do. He can line up in a lot of different places, and he's a great kid.
Danielle Hunter, physically, it seems he definitely still is growing, right? I mean, just the first time I saw him, he just looked more filled out. You can tell he's growing by the minute.
Yeah, he's more buffed. I think he had a really good offseason. You know, I think Brent Salazar has done a really nice job with our weight program this offseason. I think the players really like it. But he went down and he did boxing this off season and a lot of things with the hand stuff. So he's, I think that, you know, he's still improving. He still wants to learn. He's eager to learn about everything. So we're hoping that he continues to improve.
As the leader of this team, was it important to you to have Harrison Smith's deal done now and not have it linger into training camp or the preseason or the regular season?
You know, not really. You know, as much as everybody likes money, I don't think Harrison Smith plays football for the money. I think he plays it because he loves the game. He loves to compete. He loves to play. And, you know, that's just the kind of, you know, he's kind of an old school guy. He's not about the flash and the glitter and all that. So I figured it would get done at some point. You know, I don't think he really had that much to do with it. It was all about the agents and, you know, and our guys here. So, but it's nice to have it done, saying that. And, you know, we've all asked him for a couple loans this week.
Last one. Off a division title, Mike, the team, I would imagine, knows it's good. How do you make sure the mindset never becomes complacent?
Well, you know, I kind of reminded him like a week ago, you know, well, actually it was the first day of training camp or the OTAs, we came out and, you know, we're catching the ball and spinning it and we're throwing this and we're talking crap among DBs and wide receivers. And, you know, I'm like, who is this team? So I just had to remind them that, you know, we're a blue-collar team. That's who we are. And it's okay. You know, it's okay to be like this. You know, play together as a team. Don't beat yourself. Don't commit penalties. You know, all the things that you try to do. And I have to remind them every now and then. But the one thing about this team, and it's been like this ever since I got here, is they work. They seem to love to practice. And anytime you have, you know, there's no complaining in the locker room. You know, I got my sources in the locker room, too. There's no complaining in the locker room. There's guys that, you know, that they say it's a great locker room. And they come out and work. They want to learn. You know, that's one of the things, too. It's about learning and trying to get better. And I feel like this team really wants to do that. You know, there's times when I have to put my thumb on them, but for the most time, it's, you know, they're pretty resilient with the way they approach the business.
How good are your sources in the locker room? Nobody ruined your Saturday night birthday surprise birthday bash in Minneapolis.
Well, I don't know if any of those sources knew about it down there, but I don't really care about that stuff. I just care about what the players are doing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Okay, thank you. See you.
Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, kicks off our organized team activities radio show from the exclusive Will Family Perch, overlooking two beautifully manicured fields at Winter Park in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. A cavalcade of purple and gold-related stars are set to join 9 to noon today. The producer is Eric Nordquist. Technical guidance by Veronica Rodriguez. The great ship Love Covenant is guided by Ryan Donaldson at the flagship FM 100.3 The Fan, and the emotional assistance today provided by Lindsay Young. I'm Paul Allen. We'll be right back.